224CQ Anahola K284AL Halaiva. It's time for In the Garden on the Farm.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Aloha, and welcome to In the Garden on the Farm, your weekly radio program that cultivates the passion and knowledge to grow well with plants and animals. I'm your host, Paul Massey, Director of Regeneration's Botanical Garden, and on today's show, we'll focus in on the excellent efforts of agricultural educators here on Kauai. But first, we'd like to let you know that this KKCR program is brought to you by listeners like you in partnership with our generous underwriters.
Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe in Hanalei is proud to support KKCR and its Ohana, offering organic groceries and produce, a cafe featuring fresh salad bar, hot meals and soups, fresh-made smoothies, and baked goods. Located in the heart of Hanalei, Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe, 826-0089.
Anahola Stringed Instruments is proud to support KKCR. Mickey Sussman has been building Island Koa guitars, ukulele, and violins on Kauai since 1972. Time-honored design and special orders. Prompt and complete restoration, repair, and reforestation. AnaholaStringedInstruments.com or 822-1645.
The Kauai store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products, including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Garden Island Hydro, assisting with all your aqua hydro soil growing needs. Nutrients, mediums, all-natural compost tea, lights, aquaponic and hydroponic components, and more in their 1,700-square-foot warehouse at Pui Industrial Park, Lahui. Family-owned and operated. Open Monday through Saturday, 246-4769, 246-GROW.
And thank you so much to all of those great businesses, and they're providing us food, they're helping us grow our gardens, and helping to highlight the products that are made here on Kauai and provide beautiful music. Every one of our underwriters for this show highlights the importance of growing locally and using locally made products, and I'm really grateful to all the underwriters for sure. We have our spring membership drive coming up the 12th of May through the 25th. There's an opportunity to become an early bird. There's a drawing for a nice weekend up here in Hanalei area as well. If you become a wave rider, you can get your message out over 100 times during the course of the fund drive. So please consider that. KKCR.org is the place to go to find out more information. And we want to thank David Kuhn for the beautiful forest birds here, soundshawaiian.com. And we've got a great show and some special guests in studio. We're going to be talking all about coordinated efforts to raise the knowledge and skills and enthusiasm for agriculture, for growing our own food, and boosting the agriculture economy once again in the Hawaiian Islands. And Malama Kauai is our special guest in studio. We're going to hear soon from Eric Hansen of the Go Farm Hawaii program, who's beginning his next round of the Go Farm Hawaii program this evening, a special presentation coming up. So before we get to all of that, we're going to go to our celestial session reading for today. And this is starting out with our Hawaiian moon. It's full moon time, folks. I'm sure you know that if you're up in the evening time. The world is bathed in beautiful moonlight. And our moon phase today brought to us once again by the 2016 Hanalei Moon and Tide Calendar. Thanks to the Hanalei Watershed, Hui, Waipa, and many other organizations that collaborate in on that. And today's Hawaiian moon, or this evening's, I should say, is Akua. Akua is in the second Anahulu, or Hawaiian moon week, known as Poipoi, which means rounding or fullness of the moon. And Akua will rise over Kauai at 6.07 p.m. this evening. She'll reach her transit, her highest point in the sky, at 8 minutes after midnight. And she'll set at 6.06 a.m. tomorrow morning. 98% of the moon's beautiful face will be illuminated. And full moon arrives tomorrow evening, precisely at 7.24 p.m. Akua is the 14th night in the Hawaiian moon month. Akua also means god, goddess, spirit, ghost, devil, image, idol, corpse, divine, supernatural, and godly. Certainly lots of spiritual energy is stimulated by this full moon arriving. Akua, the gods, might mate with humans and give birth to normal humans, mo'o, or kupua, which are demigods. Akua is also a banana variety, this reading from the Hawaiian Dictionary. And planting recommendations for this evening, kalo, taro, uala, sweet potato, mai'a, banana, and corn. Good time of year to plant corn and all of these beautiful plants. Now moving to the biodynamic look at things, thanks to Robin at Heaven on Earth Starts. We are in the descending moon phase, meaning that the moon is descending through the constellations visibly from the Earth. That makes it a good time to be planting, or at least transplanting. And we're transplanting this time of year. We're also sowing seeds. When we played the extended biodynamic excerpts from a film a couple months ago, one of the biodynamic farmers said, actually, ascending moon is better for seed planting. I haven't looked to corroborate that information yet, but it's certainly an excellent time to be transplanting. And here, Wednesday and Thursday of this week, the moon is in the constellation of Virgo, an earth sign, making it a good time to work with our rooting plants. And Robin is recommending radishes, beets, and turnips. Lining this up with the Hawaiian moon, this is also a good time to plant root plants. So as we look at both the Hawaiian system and the biodynamic system, they're in strong agreement that today and tomorrow, good days for planting roots. And of course, in the Hawaiian moon system, the full moon is good for many things. And so as we move into Friday and Saturday of this week, the moon is in Libra, an air sign, making it a good time to work with our flowering plants, marigolds, sunflowers, and all brought on by the full moon and represented in those beautiful full flowers. This being Mahealani moon, and this is a good time to plant all things. So again, a strong correlation for planting flowers Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday through Tuesday of next week, the moon enters the watery constellation of Scorpio. It's back to time to be transplanting and working with our leafy plants, kale, lettuce, chard, choys, and vitamin green, delicious brassica plant out there. These are la'au moons in the Hawaiian system, and that's a good time to be working with our medicinal plants. As we know, many of our medicinal plants are leafy vegetables. I'm also thinking about the nitrogen-fixing plants that, as we often grow them, we're thinking about the fixation of nitrogen, but we're also getting that leafy growth on the top. So I'm looking into next week and hoping that I'll have some of my nitrogen-fixing plants, especially pigeon pea, ready to transplant next week during that time period as well. So there's our celestial session, and very excited to be speaking with our next guest. I'm going to try to patch him straight through. It looks like he's calling right on time. So hold on just a moment. Eric, are you, let's see here. Eric, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Eric Hansen from the GoFarm Hawaii program is with us in studio. And I want to, or not in studio, over the phone. And I'd like to at this time also take an opportunity to invite our in-studio guests onto the show. We're joined here by Megan Fox and Keone Kealoha, both from Malama Kauai, just a superb organization that's doing so much. You're going to hear about more in depth. So stay tuned for the hour Let's see if we've got your mics going. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hello.
Thank you. Aloha, how's it?
All right. And Eric, can you hear them?
Oh, I can hear them loud and clear. I'm so glad to join such great people today on the air. It's such a pleasure to always be working with Loma Kauai and doing such great endeavors to promote such sustainability on the island.
For certain. Right. Well, we're excited for your program picking up again here, starting with the first session, the Ag Curious session. And please, if you would be so kind, extend some information and an invitation to people to participate in that.
Well, for those who are interested in farming, food production, curious about what it takes to be a farmer, the Go Farm hands-on experience farmer training program tonight is offering a free talk story information seminar where you can hear from successful farmers on island, hear from previous graduates of the program, and also learn from hear from various government agencies on island that help provide financial assistance, resource assistance for farmers, help farmers start their farming endeavors. So whether you are new to farming or just want to learn more about farming or a more experienced farmer, this would be a great time to just get together and learn more about the farmer training program we have here on Kauai, known as Go Farm Hawaii. It is also a time for those who are interested in the program to register for our farmer training program, which lasts from May 14th to November 5th. So it's a quite comprehensive endeavor in terms of training, but the skill sets that you get out of it will provide you a lifetime of food and knowledge.
Yes, indeed. And it was great to get a bit of a taste of what you guys are going to offer tonight at last week's Kauai Farmers Union meeting. And Don Heacock, I've certainly heard him speak on a number of occasions, and he keeps on with the same message, but he's always refining his message. We didn't get the slides last week, but I understand he's going to have a full multimedia rich presentation for you guys this evening, and his presentation alone is enough reason for people of any skill level to attend your gathering this evening, I would say, in my opinion. But
and
I'm sure
for
that
anyone who's concerned about the environment on Kauai and just loves Kauai, it's a great opportunity to learn from Uncle Don about various aspects of agriculture, ecosystems, island living, because you need to recognize here on Kauai that agriculture has the word culture in it. We need to bring out the culture in agriculture so that we can have a thriving island. And that's one of the, one of the main points that Don likes to bring out. I think a lot of us are starting to recognize the importance of that. So, that's what we're trying to do here on Kauai with the Go Farm Hawaii program. Malama Kauai is doing such other great endeavors as regeneration. We're trying to develop this culture of agriculture to have more self-reliance, have healthier people, healthier soils, to have a healthier community, to have a healthier world.
Yes, indeed, my brother. So let's throw out that time and place again when that gathering is occurring this evening.
So for the farmer training information session for Go Farm, it will be tonight at 6 p.m. at Kauai Community College's Office of Continuing Education and Training, room 106 C and D. We're going to have some big banners right up in front there for you. We'll have a bunch of signage, we'll have clowns and donkeys and things, so you can't miss it. And we look forward to having everyone there. If you need more information, you can give me a call at 896-2793, or you can email me at ewhansen, that's E-W-H-A-N-S-E-N, at hawaii.edu. And if anyone else would like any other information, you can always check us out online at gofarmhawaii.org.
Fantastic. Can you give that number once again? We had a little difficulty with the sound quality.
Yeah. That's 469-697-2793.
Great. And the meeting tonight, 6 p.m. at Kauai Community College's OSET building. And you're going to have signs out front.
Big banner, all that.
Outrageous. And sounds really good. And it was nice to see you yesterday, too. And I'd love to bring Keone into the discussion now. The three of us attended the Kauai General Plan Update meeting last night, yesterday afternoon, focused specifically on agriculture. And just wanted to get your impressions, both of you guys, about the county's awareness and what kind of information is either being well presented or how we need to be adding our voice at this time to the discussion.
Keone, you want to start with that one? You like me to take them?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? I know when I walked in, you were deep in thought about what was going on there. So,
okay. Well, so what my impressions were, and talking to some of the people on the planning committee, is that this was one of the most well-attended public seminars out there. Bigger turnout in terms of having people out there in the public. So I think what the county sees is by the turnout of people in the public being there is that they recognize this as, oh, this is a really important issue that we need to be paying attention to. Does the county know what to do necessarily? I think that's why they're looking for public input on stuff. Are they recognizing that this is a major issue? Absolutely. And I think they're taking priority on this issue, especially after all the public comment and sharing of thoughts went on yesterday. I think this is something that the county wants to take seriously. From what I was hearing, talking to people after the meeting who are involved in the planning of this, the process of this, is that, you know, where do we step forward with this? How do we make this happen? We know this is a priority. We need to hash this out. So I think this is a process. There's not clear-cut answers that have been definitively answered yet, but there's definitely momentum being put out there, and I think the community at large has a lot of great ideas to share. There was a lot of concerned farmers. There were a lot of concerned citizens. There was industry people from all different sides, so I thought it really helped represent the different stakeholders on island, especially when it comes to agriculture. And so I was very pleased to see at least the public come out and share the manao about, you know, how we need to move forward here on the island in terms of food production.
Indeed. Excellent.
Yeah. You know, just so folks are understanding, that the general plan of the county is kind of a guiding document that's updated every 10 years or so. And so this is like one of those windows in time. It's an opportunity for the community to step forward and say, hey, how do we want to direct our government for the next 10 years using this plan? You know, it's not much different than a business plan. And it's something, though it's not legally binding, it really does help to set kind of a priority on focus for policy, for resources within the county and things like that. So, you know, all through the process, there's opportunities for people to weigh in at different times. But I don't want to let people think this is not that important of a time. It really is. This is a chance to help set a pathway for the next 10 years for what the community feels is important. And this document is all-encompassing. It doesn't just talk about agriculture. It talks about development, growth, just go down the list. Anything it takes to help the island of Kauai and the county of Kauai function. So, but more specifically, the agriculture piece, the meeting that happened yesterday, it was the fourth and the final meeting of the community group, the CAC, Community Advisory Committee, on agriculture. But it is not too late to add your comments into what will become the draft plan of the general plan update. So even more importantly, I think, than being there yesterday, because only some people were able to do that, offering written submission of your thoughts and your ideas as they relate to agriculture or any of the other topics that the county of Kauai we need to undertake over the next 10 years is almost even more important, I think, because it's a more clear and concise kind of distillation of your thoughts that can then be entered into the actual documentation that was gathered, rather than just, you know, the show of people being in a room or just the couple of people that were able to offer ideas. So, you know, that process is open and ongoing, though there will be a date by which they'll have to stop taking that comment. But, you know, now would be the time over the next week, 2-3 weeks, the sooner the better.
Great. Yeah, I agree with both of you. And while this is, and it is, I agree with Kaoni, it is much more to the point to offer written testimony. I did want to say, too, that I thought they did a very nice job of including the community that did turn out yesterday, their voice. We did have a breakout session. They gave us an opportunity to voice our opinions. And, yeah, I agree with both of you. It's, they know how important this is. Nobody has the, you know, perfect solution, really. It's complex, but I got the sense that the county's excited, the planners are excited about this opportunity to revise our direction, or, you know, have that guiding document reflect what our awareness and desire is now. The general plan has not been updated since 2000, so it's been 16 years, and certainly we know more now than we did then, and really the face of agriculture has changed pretty dramatically in the past 16 years as well, with the closing of sugarcane, the rise of the seed companies, and also the rise of diversified ag. It was nice to hear as well the report on agriculture, an agricultural assessment of the whole state, and excellent presentation by the gentleman who put that together as well, to hear that in, I think it was in the past, since, was it 1980, there's been 250% increase? There's been a 250% increase in diversified ag, which essentially is food.
220 just on Kauai.
Really?
Yep.
Fantastic. So it's not all the way there, but it's getting in that direction. So I was happy to hear it and hear the enthusiasm and the engagement. And that even when the general plan is the general plan draft is released maybe sometime in around October, mm-hmm. that's going to be another wave of opportunity for the community to really weigh in. And, you know, better to get your ideas in earlier rather than later, but there's going to be opportunities all along the way for us to comment and say, hey, you're missing this piece, or maybe we should address it in a different way. So,
and you know,
I think, Paul, one of the things that Kioni, you know, I mentioned is that it's for a 10-year plan, but planning for 10 years, what we really got to think about it is that, yes, this sets up how the county is going to be operating for the next 10 years, but really, it's really what's going to happen, not just 10 years from now, it's going to happen, it's going to set the foundations for what happens a generation from now and 7 generations from now. So it's not just, you know, a short-term planning, this is a long-term planning, and how we're going to move on with things. So I really would like to encourage the community to put whatever thoughts they want out there to see what's happening, and not just think about it as, you know, this is just a 10-year thing. This is for, we're planning is not just, you know, for tomorrow. It's planning for the infinite, for whatever else is going to happen in the future. So I just want to, you know, let people know, or just, you know, put that in people's heads, that it's really important that it's not just a short-term planning thing, but in the long term, it all affects each other. So what we plan to do in 5 years affects what we do down in 15 years, which affects what we do down in 30 years, and so on and so forth.
Yes, indeed. Totally agree. So Eric Hansen of the Go Farm Hawaii program, thank you so much for joining us today. We're excited for your next round of training coming up at KCC. And, good luck tonight. Have a great time down there offering your presentations at 6 p.m. at OSET, and we'll remind people at the end of the show about that opportunity to hear from real farmers about what it takes, what kind of support people can receive from different government agencies, and also from the college is offering some really great opportunities through the GoFarm program to have access to land of small or medium size coming up in the future, to actually, through a mentorship program, learn how to cultivate the ground and be successful.
Well said, Paul. We'd love to see you all there tonight.
Thank you,
aloha,
brother.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Eric Hansen. And this is In the Garden on the Farm on Kauai Community Radio. We're here until 1 o'clock, and we're joined in studio by the leaders of Malama Kauai, a great nonprofit organization here based on the North Shore, but although based in one specific area, really focusing, or rather to say, casting the net of their efforts over the whole island and making a really measurable impact on the life of people of all ages. And so it's my great pleasure to be joined in studio by Keone Kealoha, Executive Director, and Megan Fox. I'm not sure what your title is, but I know you do 100 things. It would be hard to encompass it. What do they call you there at Malama Kauai?
She pretty much does everything.
Indeed. Malama Kauai used to have a great radio program here at KKCR, it was great to be able to have a more regular check-in with you, but we've got you on the Garden Show now, so without further ado, I'm going to open it up to both of you to maybe give just a general, to start us off, give us an idea about the work of Malama Kauai, starting off with basically what drives you. And then I know you guys have so many projects. We are going to talk about Earth Day Rising, which is a great event, annual event coming up this Sunday up in Kalihiwai at the Malama Kauai Community Farm. But for people who want an update about what Malama Kauai is has got fire for, let us know what you guys are up to.
Sure. So focus mostly on sustainable living and food production and just creating sustainability for Kauai. And I think recently we've really focused in on the food. In the past, we've touched on lots of different areas and energy and supporting transportation and whatever else helps get us to that place. But lately it's been mostly food. It seems like a low-hanging fruit that we have a solution for, and, you know, the solutions are there. So we're really trying to push for more of those solutions to happen. Especially around economic development, I think, is my big interest, that I kind of focus a lot on workforce development, getting people on the land and farming.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crucial. And as spoken to by the gentleman, I think it was Jeff, who did the statewide assessment on agriculture, right. He said something that really stuck in my head yesterday, which was, it's not what you can grow, it's what you can sell, mm-hmm. when it comes to agriculture. And as somebody who's not extremely profit-driven, that felt a little hard, but the reality of it is, if you're going to have employees, if it's going to be part of the economy, and we know it needs to be, then you have to focus on workforce development. You have to focus on the economic side of agriculture.
Yeah, if it's not profitable, it's not sustainable.
Right.
You know,
well,
if you're going to be chasing money all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's subsistence farming, where you're farming for your own family, for your own food. And that's not to discount that as being an important, you know, type of agriculture. But when you're looking at it from, you know, from a general economy of the island and how we're going to function and, you know, where is the county going to tax people?
Well, and feeding more than your family, too, your extended family, taking it wider.
Right. I mean, we've all heard the importation of food numbers and the percentages in the anywhere from the upper 80s to lower 90s. There's still a lot of room for us to become more self-reliant, you know. And I think the great thing about food as a focus is culturally it's something that, you know, from a Kanaka Maoli perspective, it's like you eat, you know, you share food. And then you talk about business after when you've been satiated and you have a better, more peaceful mind to deal with some of the things that are also harder to talk about. So, you know, as an organization, we want people to feel satiated so that they can have deeper conversations about those things that are important for our community to be healthy and vibrant.
Truly. I know that one of the programs that people that has had some of the farthest reaching influence that Malama Kauai has created here on the island is the School Garden Network. And we know how important it is to engage the young minds and give people that idea about being in a one-on-one relationship with nature, with the soil, with the worms, with the veggies. Tell us more about the School Garden Network program.
Yeah, sure. So we have right now three different coordinators on the island. Each one has a different school complex area. And they work with the schools in a capacity building kind of way. They help with grant writing and launching new school garden projects and fundraising and in-kind donation attainment, volunteer recruitment. So really just trying to build sustainability within all the school garden programs rather than just running around installing gardens, because schools are complex communities of their own and they need, you know, support to build a system that is sustainable so we can walk away and they can still have a school garden. So I've been doing pretty much all the schools on island we offer support to. We've had a lot of really good success recently with the Hawaiian charter schools. They have a lot more flexibility than the DOE does just because the lack of bureaucracy. Right. And it's really fun. You get a lot more cultural tie-ins. And we've had some really cool, like, farm-to-table school lunch things going on. And it's exciting. The kids are actually getting to eat the food that they're growing, too. So
that seems like an obvious result, but it really isn't obvious given the food safety concerns in the Department of Education facilities. Yes, it's hard for the kids to actually bring the food they grew to the table.
Yeah, especially in DOE, there's a lot of regulation around like GAP certification and not putting it in the meals that they get reimbursed through the National Student Lunch Program and programs like that where it interacts with funding levels that are coming from the government for the meals. So there's a lot of fun workarounds, you know, bringing it into the classroom as an activity, using it as a snack that's not a part of the reimbursable meals, having different celebrations at the school that it's farm to school, paena night or whatever the school kind of has going on, try to incorporate it there.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting piece most people aren't aware of, but there's something that guides the public schools, the public Department of Education schools. It's called a school food authority. And there's one school food authority that sits over the top of the 260-plus public schools, and there's regulations that bind them to what they can and can't serve in their cafeterias. And so in order to serve food through a cafeteria, you as a provider, as a producer of food, have to be food safety certified, which takes out of the equation, you know, 85-90% of the food producers in Hawaii, right? So, you know, that's just one of the regulations that does keep local food producers from being able to provide that local food to our local kids and our local schools. So the charter schools aren't beholden to that particular internal regulation of the Department of Education, because each one of the charter schools are, in essence, their own school food authority. Mm-hmm. And while it might meet the standards of the health department and the USDA, and you could sell it legally in a supermarket, the way the DOE public schools are set up, unless you're food safety certified, even though you meet all the actual requirements to sell healthy food to the public, you still may not be allowed to. So the charter schools allow flexibility for that, where we're still meeting health codes, but we're able to grow food in the garden in a healthful way and be able to serve that to the students. You know, and it's an incredible possibility. And if we can see that happen in our schools anywhere on Kauai, especially in some of the schools where we've got kids who literally are going to school with no food for the day, then those are the places we want to put our efforts. So we can not only help the people and the kids that really need it the most, but we can show the institutions that it's possible, and hopefully by example they'll start to get a little bit more involved with changing some of the policies, or at least looking at ways that our local food producers can start participating in growing and delivering food for our kids.
Wow. So going for that low-hanging fruit at the charter school as an opportunity to have local food for the kids. At that higher level, that more stringent or restricted level, are the public schools using food that's gone through the certification program that even was grown in the Hawaiian Islands? Do you have an idea about that? Or
they do.
Yep.
I know the approved vendor for Kauai is Asaki's. And they do have a percentage of their food that's grown on Kauai. I know they source from some of the farms we all know. And,
right.
But it's small. It's definitely right. Small. I mean, we have huge barriers to, you know, meat, dairy, all the major components that are required in your reimbursed lunches, you know, where
right.
Chocolate milk is a dairy and ketchup is a vegetable.
Wow. So great. To have come to know a couple of the great ladies who work for you in the School Garden Network program, Sarah and Katie, over the time, and now you've got Sally in the program,
and
too.
And Rebecca. Rebecca's our fundraising assistant. So they're all through the AmeriCorps Vista program, which has been a really great government program that helps provide full-time capacity building staff for nonprofits. And we're actually in a position right now to help other nonprofits acquire those resources too. So we've had a really successful relationship with them and hoping to get more VISTA opportunities across the island.
Great. Thank you so much for providing that capacity building to all of us here on Kauai as the coordinator for that program on Kauai. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for that, Megan. And so in addition to consulting services or support that you provide to all the schools here through the School Garden Network program, the folks like Rebecca, Sally, Katie, and Sarah have sort of home bases too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? They have schools that they work with as sort of their home base place, like Kanui Kapono?
Right, pretty much the charters. So Kekula Ni'ihau on the west side, Kawaikini in Lehui and Kanui Kapono in Anaholo. Those are our primary schools where we've been doing larger size garden installations, building more sustainability into the programs there. And
great.
Just partnering more deeply because they want it and they're ready and they're excited and it means as much to them as it does to us. So we're on a good team.
And great that those schools are spread across the island because then they become resource points for maybe the other schools as well.
And models. You know, I think people get a little jealous and excited when they're like, wow, look at that. That school's growing their food and they're putting it in their school meals. Like, this is crazy. Mm. And it's inspiring to other schools and other teachers and other schools. And people are starting to notice, like, oh, you can do it. You know, we're getting there slowly. We'll get there.
Yeah, the way that the Department of Education looks at it, it's in terms of complex areas. So Kauai has three of those. And it's usually a complex area needs to have an elementary, middle school, and a high school. So there's the North Shore East side, you know, which is Kapaa High. There's the Central Lihue area, which is Kauai High. And then the west side is Waimea High School. So that's why we went with three school garden coordinators that are kind of regionally located. It allows them more ability to directly serve a smaller subset of schools, so we start to build up personal relationships. Whereas originally when we started the program in 2010, we just had one person for the whole island, and it was hard to really, you know, get them to go to Kekaha and then be in Hanalei, you know, and to really make a deeper relationship with some of the schools. So having the girls that actually live in those areas that they're servicing cuts down on their travel time and increases their ability to serve the schools in a deeper way.
And to know their community well. You know, every community has so many amazing resources, and people love school gardens. We have so much support from businesses, from individuals, from parents, everybody. So it's kind of important to know who's around, and people will rally when you're doing something cool. So
yeah, beautiful, multi-generational, and getting everybody involved. I want to let people know we are speaking with Keoni Keloha and Megan Fox. They lead Malama Kauai, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based, thankfully, up here on the North Shore. I would say selfishly because they're my neighbors, but they really spread their efforts across the island. The School Garden Network we've just spoken about. You guys have a new internship program coming up for, I think it's high school students. Is that right?
High school and college.
Okay.
Yep. And it's kind of interesting because we started this whole farm to school 5 years ago, and now we're going school to farm. We're getting that next level. You know, Go Farm's there. It's awesome, and we're trying to give kids like a path to Go Farm, really, and even encouraging people in Go Farm to participate in our internship program. So it's for this summer, it's an 8-week paid internship. So they get a living allowance as well as an educational award for college when they get out of that program. So they could use it to go to some place KCC.
Yeah.
And basically, we're accepting applications now. We need to have everyone selected and in positions by May 16th. And there's we have 15 openings through AmeriCorps. And then we're also partnering with Alulike for Native youth. And they have another opportunity, too. So we could essentially have about 25 kids across the island that we have spots for. Mm-hmm. And they'll be working at a variety of sites. They're going to be working at Malama Kauai Community Farm. They're going to be working at Waipa and also with the Ivikua guys in Waimea who are doing some really cool projects. And in addition to just working with those nonprofit agricultural projects, They're going to be doing field trips to commercial farms in their area, having guest speakers come in to talk to them, visiting some of our school gardens in the area, doing a little malama on them in the summer, and just getting a nice educational experience out of it, too. We're not just going to, like, have them waiting all summer. but the idea in my mind is really we have so many woofers coming in from off-island.
Yes.
And they're a great asset to our farmers. But at the same time, they're not usually a long-term asset to our island. You know, they learn a lot, but then they take it somewhere else. And I think we really need to foster our agricultural knowledge transfer to generations that are still going to be here, and that we create the succession plan for our farmers where, you know, maybe these kids are replacing woofers in a long-term situation where, you know, hey, I know Johnny, he interned with me. Let's go have him go work on my farm when I need somebody. And just trying to instill the interest and the excitement in kids that that is an option for them. You know, especially we have actually the lowest or the highest unemployment rate for youth in all of Hawaii as an island. I think it's about 23.7%. And it's lower than the state and it's lower than the nation. So our kids don't have a lot of opportunity. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, they're lazy. They don't want to farm. They just don't want to work. And they do. I mean, every time we go out to a school and we do a presentation, we had an awesome intern, Keone, who made us a really cool video. And he got interviews with all the kids doing their ag internship for the spring break session. And, you know, the kids are amped. They're like, wow, I get to have a job. Because a lot of them do want to work, and they just don't have many opportunities available to them. And especially being able to work outside with their hands, with the aina, with a bunch of really excited, cool people, you know, they're into it.
Yeah.
They are.
And at that age, you certainly don't need to decide that you're going to make agriculture your career to benefit from it so greatly on so many levels for decades to come. It builds character in ways that can be applied to many different endeavors through life.
Yeah, for most kids, this is their first job. So it's an opportunity to build a work ethic, you know, learn to show up on time. Some of the basic social skills that come with your professional development at a young age. So,
yeah, kind of looking at the pathway, you know, it's looking at how do we engage kids in elementary school and you know, these other grade levels through the school garden program where they're actually able to go out and learn how to grow and have that opportunity in some cases to grow and eat the food that they're producing, even, you know, as it, part of their lunch program. And then this program is looking at the high school students and college age and saying, okay, well, how about working on a commercial farm and getting that little bit deeper experience in more of a an economic standpoint? They are being compensated for their time financially, so they're starting to get an understanding, hey, I could work and learn these skills, and I could make some money. It kind of ties back into trying to grow our farmer population here on Kauai and in general across, pick a country, you know, most countries are having that problem. And so it kind of goes back to what we started the program with, which is the general plan update. This is an opportunity for the community to say agriculture is important. And people have been saying that pretty loudly over the last 5 years. I'd say it's really the volume's been cranked up on it. But this is a window of time where you can constructively offer some deeper level solutions to that and have that become part of a guiding document that helps the county to direct its resources in the places that the community thinks are important. So as an example, we know the cost of living here is ginormous, and the ability for somebody coming out of high school to own their own home here, if they can't inherit it from their family, what are the chances of that happening? We do have really interesting opportunities to create on-farm housing solutions where we can create places where people can farm commercially so they have a way to make money, and that we could allow for density or housing to take place as part of that. So if you're able to stay on Kauai, to grow food, to make money, to contribute to the health of the aina and your community, and be able to live here and create a housing situation for you and your future family, these are the kinds of solutions we got to start putting into our plans and start directing the attention of our institutions and our elected officials to start putting that energy in. We can talk about all of the, we need to grow more, we need to do more, we need to eat more local food. We also need to look at maturing our conversation and the details around how that happens at a scale that it makes it possible, where people who just have that passion are able to go down a pathway and to make that passion be part of our active community, be part of their livelihood. So we need those deeper thinkers, and we need those people to offer those types of ideas up at this juncture in time as part of this general plan update. It's important, you know, and people, you want to see these things happen. Here's one of those opportunities in time to offer those ideas up in a way that could influence the future of our island.
Yes, indeed.
And related to that, too, I mean, one of the reasons this ag internship program came around is I was reading this report they had put together. They did statewide, and I think it was in 2013, as the Agricultural Skills Panel Report or something like that. And each island had a ton of agricultural industry professionals come in and brainstorm and identify what each island's unique problems and barriers were, especially as it relates to like a workforce and an industry and more of an economic scale type agriculture. And it was really interesting because they did that in, you know, years ago. And a lot of the problems, none of them had been solved. When I wrote the report, I'm like, yep, those are still our problems. And it's like, we identified them, but where's the action behind it? Like, what are we doing? And by looking at that, one of the top things that they had on the list that was a major barrier was lack of mentor and internships for high school and college youth. There's a lot of education. We're doing awesome on education. You know, I think 28 out of 30 schools have school gardens now or school ag programs. All our high schools except for one has an agricultural career pathway as a part of the natural resources career pathway in the DOE system. There's been so much progress. We have Go Farm at KCC. We have these opportunities for kids. Where's the mentorship? Where's the hands-on? Where's the, you know, I mean, there's extracurricular programs. There's 4-H and things like that. But right. In terms of getting some, like, true mentorship and really seeing
apprenticeship
what it's like,
even.
Yeah, what
yeah.
It's seeing to be a farmer. Kids haven't really had that opportunity. So we just wanted to create it and see if the demand was there, and it seems like it's going pretty well so far.
Great. Well, looking forward to hearing the fruits of that exceptional labor.
I'm sure I'll bring them over to the food forest.
Wonderful. I was speaking metaphorically, but well. both sound great. I want to turn now because we are closing out our hour, and we haven't really even started to speak about an amazing event happening this Sunday at the Malumakwai Community Farm. It's the 6th annual Earth Day Rising celebration. We do have Earth Day coming up this Friday, and we're going to be celebrating, so it's really Earth Day week, mm-hmm. but Earth Day Rising is growing, and there's so much going on, so I'd love to hear more about what's going to happen this coming Sunday.
Yeah, so the Earth Day event was something that we put together with some other groups of people from the community 6 years ago, and it's evolved over that time. For the first 4 years, it was down at Waipaw on the beach, and it was a 3-day camp out, and it was a lot of fun, and I love those times being there. I think what we took away from that was, and which was the original focus, was how do we honor Kauai? How do we honor the Aina of Kauai and educate ourselves on ways that we could live more in kinship with the land instead of looking at it as a commodity, and how do we get those skills into the hands and the hearts and the minds of people so that they can start implementing them and sharing them. So I think what we've done is we have since gotten to a point with our community farm project in Kalihiwai area that we're able to host it there ourselves. And although it doesn't have a camp out component as it did before, we really kind of honed in on the educational component of it. And so the one day that it's being held now is Sunday, April the 24th. And it's really made up of a multitude of different types of workshops and educational opportunities to come and expand your knowledge about how to work with the land and how to grow food, how to, you know, partake in different skills that have to do with, you know, resources from the land and things like that. So,
yeah, I think we're also doing some fun giveaways. We do a clothing swap tent where people can kind of bring their gently used clothes and swap them out. People have a lot of fun with that.
So you don't want people's farming clothes?
No, probably
not.
Need
to be retired. Shucks. Okay.
Lots of fun trades, though. People have a really good time with that. And then whatever's left over, we donate to one of the thrift stores in the community. Mm-hmm. People throw away a lot of clothes every year. If you look at some data, and on such a limited resource island, we shouldn't be throwing stuff away like that. So we started that last year. Regenerations is also doing a seed and plant giveaway booth and doing tours of the food forest. We're giving away County of Kauai compost bins during our lunch break. So we're getting a bunch of those dropped off, and we'll be giving those so people can compost at home. The workshops so far are pretty good lineup. So last year, I think we had three sets of three, so we had 9 workshops. This year, we have 4 sets of three, so we have 12 workshops.
Yeah.
Lots of different topics like beekeeping, nitrogen-fixing plants, grafting and air layering. We have some conservation panels on marine issues and INA-based conservation programs on Kauai. Mm-hmm. Distillation with Tammy Davis is going to be a really fun one. Biointensive gardening, coconut basket weaving. So lots of skills you can actually learn hands-on. Kids are free. Mm-hmm. So kids are
And you have
there.
Special cakey sessions in terms of the workshops as well.
So kids are going to be able to do make your own worm bin, make your own rain stick out of natural materials, some different Hawaiian natural dyes workshop where they can make and do some dyeing and things. So bring your kids with dirty clothes. We're going to get them muddy and covered in dye probably.
Yeah, it's a family event. It always has been. It's been the focus, you know, and there's always been a track of workshops just for kids, just for keikis. So, if you want to come out and do those with your children, that's great. If there's things, you know, maybe you guys can split it up as parents or as a group of people and be able to kind of go in between different workshops. So, once you're in, and you can go and move between any of those different sessions, as you want. And, you know, I mean, there is a monetary contribution, a donation that we're looking for that just goes to help offset the cost of the program. And also, if there's anything left over, we'll apply that towards our efforts as a nonprofit in general. But you could find out those, the numbers of those. There is a little bit less expensive one leading up to in the next couple of days. And then at the door of the event, it'll be a little bit more. So trying to encourage people to maybe jump on a little bit early and make that, make that something that they want to do on their Sunday coming up here. So if you want to take a look at it, you can look at malamakauai.org as it sounds, but MALAMAKAUAI.org. And we've got all the information there, all details about each one of the workshops, the times, and all the things that we're talking about here in relationship to the event.
Lots of good food and beverages, too.
And we're talking about the Earth Day Rising number 6 coming up this Sunday, April 24th. Doors opening. Not really doors. The gate opens. There's no doors at the farm. But the gate opens at 8:30 a.m. I want to put out a personal invitation to folks to join in on the session that I'm teaching. I think it starts at 9?
Yes.
9 o'clock. I'm teaching a workshop on letting mulch and nitrogen-fixing plants work for you. We have something like 11 different kinds of nitrogen-fixing trees growing at the food forest. 8 of them, I would say, were growing specifically to benefit from the nitrogen and carbon-fixing qualities. We have different kinds of mulch. We've done a lot of mulching in the forest, and different mulching strategies will be displayed and discussed, and also an opportunity too. We're going to have some wheelbarrows handy, and if everyone who comes to the event would like to wheel 1 or 2 wheelbarrows to a tree, think of all the mulching we could accomplish. So that'll be fun. We are going to be offering nitrogen fixing seeds to the folks who offer. There will be a seed and plant giveaway, as Megan shared, but we're going to have some special nitrogen fixing plant seeds available to the people who attend that workshop at 9 a.m. So that's our special appeal. But again, so many different workshops. I love these kind of events that it's almost hard to decide what you're going to do for the day because there's so much great stuff happening all day at the Earth Day Rising event. And we're praying for great weather, of course.
Yeah, of course. It comes and goes. In the past, it's been some rain. We do have tented areas. We We're able to have one of the large tents from Waipa available, so that's up there in the main area, gathering area.
Yeah, all the workshop areas are tented.
They're all covered, so yeah.
But might want a rain jacket to...
Rain jacket, umbrella, something to move between the different covered areas where things are happening. It is happening in Kalihiwai, which is just between Kilauea and Princeville, up on the north shore of Kauai. So the maps, all the information on how to get there are on the website at malamakauai.org. So you can take a look there if you need to or want to give us a call for more information. You could give us a call at 828-0685, and that will get you to our general directory, and then you can kind of pick and choose who you want to talk to about different things, whether it's this event or one of the school gardens in your neighborhood, and all of those numbers are listed there and the different people that we've talked about during the show.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, Keone and Megan, it's great to have you in here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. Thank you for all the support you give to agriculture here on Kauai. And Malama Kauai has always been sort of at the vanguard of first identifying the pieces that are missing and then helping to provide a lot of those pieces. And for those of us who have a passion on growing food, it's great that Malama Kauai has, it seems, really focused its efforts on agriculture, because Malama Kauai has done assessments on so much more than that, but all related to the sustainability of island culture. And there's more to be said on that subject.
Yeah, and one last item that I want to put out there as well, just for people to know, there's a program that we picked up a couple of years ago and have been operating. We've been providing SNAP and EBT services, which are essentially food stamps for folks in our some of our select county farmers markets. That's something that's renewed every year as part of the county budgeting process, and they're looking at possibly cutting that back this year. So I just want to let people know, if they felt like that service, allowing people who are more economically challenged in our community the opportunity to utilize their food stamp at our local farmers markets to get healthy, locally produced food, which doesn't just help them as a consumer to make healthy choices, but does also help from a financial input standpoint our local producers to be able to generate a little bit more revenue. If that's something that you feel is important to keep at our farmers markets, something that you could do is offer a testimony to the county council in the form of a phone call to the clerk's office. If you go to kauai.gov, there are links where you can just submit an email testimony or support for something like that. I just want to put it out there because right now it's something that the council is looking at and potentially could be taking off the table or cutting as a program. So just want to let people know. If the council hears from the community and they feel that that's something that they would like to see continue or grow, that does weigh into part of their decision-making process during the time they're evaluating the budget. So appreciate that.
Well, it's certainly my opinion that that's a very important program, and I look forward to sharing my voice of support for its continued sustainable implementation for sure. So once again, Malama Kauaians, thank you so much for coming in. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at Earth Day Rising.
See you then.
Please stay tuned for Kauai Vibrations with Tracy coming up from 1 to 3. She's standing right behind me here. And without further ado, we want to thank you for tuning in to In the Garden on the Farm. We'll be back next Wednesday. Please tune in again for more stimulating conversation on our relationship with the life of the land that gives us life. And we'll talk to you real soon. This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Hale Iva. Thank you.
Aloha, you are tuned to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Hale Iwa. On your FM dial, you will find us on the